The first case of monkeypox has been recorded on the island of Ireland in Northern Ireland. Here, the Department of Health says there have been no confirmed cases of the virus reported in the Republic to date. We can talk to Dr. Killian de Gascoigne, Director of the National Virus Reference Laboratory, who joins the studio. Very good afternoon to you, Dr. de Gascoigne. Welcome to the programme. Now, a case confirmed in Northern Ireland. Does that mean that it's just a matter of time before your staff detect a case on this side of the border? It's on the island.
It's a really good question, and I think it's probably not a surprise that we've had a case now on the island. If we look at the number of cases across mainland Europe and in the UK, we would expect to see probably a small number of cases here. Obviously, hopefully it will remain a small number, but we wouldn't be surprised at all. We started testing in the NVRL last week, and we've tested fewer than 10 suspect cases at this point. Thankfully, none of them has turned out to be monkeypox, but it wouldn't be a surprise just given what we're seeing in other countries. We know the incubation period for monkeypox ranges from sort of typically 1 to 2 weeks, can be up to 3 weeks. So the cases that are being identified now really would have been acquired potentially 2 to 3 weeks ago. So it's likely that more cases will be identified, and then it's a question of controlling it to ensure that we don't get significant onward transmission. And with monkeypox, that should be fairly doable. Traditionally, it would be considered not a very infectious virus, but I think what this event has actually, why it's been useful for us, is that it's given us this, I suppose, academic insight, if you like, into the virus, that given the right set of circumstances, monkeypox is capable of doing this. Because we've seen in endemic areas that the number of cases of monkeypox, human monkeypox, has increased over the last 4 decades quite significantly. But traditionally, we haven't imported a huge number of cases. But now that we can see what it's capable of, obviously it's important that we enhance our surveillance in endemic regions so that we can control it there and prevent it spreading globally.
And just to offer people some reassurance, in most cases, is it true to say it's a fairly mild illness?
Yeah, certainly that's been the experience in the current outbreak or the current event that we're witnessing. There are two different types of monkeypox, depending on which area of Africa you're in. There's a Central African clade and a West African clade. The West African clade is the milder of the two. And that's the one that has been sequenced to date as part of this event in Europe and in the UK. So certainly it's not that it can't ever cause serious disease in certain populations, be that immunosuppressed individuals or in pregnant women. It can cause significant illness, but thankfully the majority of cases here have been mild, and we would hope that will obviously continue.
The smallpox vaccine is an effective way to reduce the risk of infection, risk of illness. We don't inoculate for smallpox any longer, but older people perhaps will have had that jab.
That's a really good point. So as you say, smallpox was eradicated in 1979, universal vaccination stopped. So it was a very successful eradication program, actually led by the World Health Organization. And what's interesting from a virology perspective is that immunity from smallpox, natural infection, and immunity from vaccination, that is now waning. So that may be one of the circumstances that is allowing monkeypox to establish more of a foothold, because the smallpox vaccine, as you said, provided probably about 85% protection against monkeypox. So I think while we don't want to be unduly concerned or alarmed about the current event in Europe, I think at a global level, from a global perspective, we probably need to sort of take heed of what's happening, because smallpox was monkeypox's natural competitor, if you like. We eradicated smallpox. We stopped vaccinating. So now monkeypox has an opportunity there. You know, people say nature abhors a vacuum. So we need to monitor this. As I said, we don't need to be alarmed about the current incident, but in the sort of medium to longer term, we need to think, how are we going to deal with these zoonotic events and these spillover events from animal viruses?
There might be a case for reintroducing the smallpox vaccination program.
Well, I think you'd look at that on the merits of monkeypox and the impact of the disease, but certainly you could look at control measures in endemic regions to try and control it in that area, so therefore it doesn't spread globally and become a global problem. Because as I said, I think we haven't really seen an event like this previously, and I think it's important that we learn from it.
Just a final question about its transmissibility.
Sure.
What is understood about how it's passed on? Does it require quite close, even intimate contact, has been a phrase that's been used?
So it will be considered not a terribly infectious virus, and certainly compared to what we've lived with COVID for the last 2 years, it's not in the same ballpark. So typically where we see human-to-human transmission would be with close contact. So that can be household contact, sexual contacts, healthcare workers or caregivers, or other sort of prolonged close contact. You're right. From the point of view of the means of transmission, it can be transmitted by respiratory droplets, so face-to-face contact over a prolonged period of time, but also any contact with broken skin or mucous membranes. So therefore, and one of the other things we need to be careful about with monkeypox is that it's quite durable in the environment. So contaminated clothing or bedding can also transmit infection. Mm. So cleaning and sort of a disinfection sort of after an infected case is very important in monkeypox.
And just back to my original question, you would expect to see a case here in all likelihood.
Absolutely. As I said, I think the numbers will be small because that's the other thing. Again, people will be familiar with the reproductive number from COVID. When people have looked at monkeypox over the years, the reproductive number is probably less than one on average. That doesn't mean that human-to-human transmission can't occur, but it means that generally speaking, in the normal set of circumstances, we would expect this outbreak sort of to decline over time.
Dr. Killian de Gascoigne from the Virus Reference Laboratory, thanks for talking to us on the programme.